Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland today as he teaches about the spiritual force of faith. The heart, not the mind, is where faith is nurtured and developed. Now let's join Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer, and we'll go right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we just praise You and thank You. We worship You. Holy Spirit, You are so welcome in this place. Your will be done today on these broadcasts on earth as it is in heaven. And we give You praise and thanksgiving for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Open your Bibles with me today. Oh, don't forget to download the free study notes, okay? Go to kcm.org/notes. You need to do that. They're free, and you can just use them to teach your Sunday school class with. Hey, preacher, help yourself. Well, I don't want to steal anything. Well, you kidding? I stole it from Brother Hagin. He stole it from Jesus. I mean, come on, man. No, we didn't steal anything. He gave us the whole thing. Praise God. Here, I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to say something about that. That's been something that the devil has used to stop and inject pride in a preacher, and the preacher don't know it's pride. Well, that's Brother Copeland's message. I wouldn't. It ain't my message. Look, if it was my message, the moment I preached it, I gave it to you. And here's the bottom line of it. When you take, well, just like right now, I'm going to begin today on Mark 11, 22, 23, 24 and 25. I mean, that's I learned that from Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. Well, when I first began to minister it, I first began to teach it and preach it, I didn't know anything except what I'd heard him teach. But when I began to teach it, the Spirit of God came up in me, and I would go into directions and things. I learned things that I didn't learn from Brother Hagin. You understand what I'm saying to you? So don't let the devil steal and rob you out of that. I mean, if he'll help you, and he'd stand up there like I did and say, I want you to know I learned this from Brother Copeland. Now, don't you be quoting me. You said, now, Brother Copeland said, no, nah, don't start that. You say the Word of God says in Mark 11, 22 and 23, Jesus said, all right, amen. Now then, let's begin there in Mark chapter 11. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. But then you come over to the cross reference and it says, have the faith of God. Now, let me touch on that for a moment. Because we are born again by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. That Word, which we were born again, when that came into our hearts, faith came, but it's God's faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever, let's stop right there. Whosoever. That means me. That means you. I'm a whosoever. Glory to God. I just want to let that soak in on you a little bit now. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith or says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, let's take some close Look at this. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. Let's touch on that a moment. He's not talking about our natural blood pump. No, no. No, you couldn't believe, you couldn't believe God with your physical heart anymore than you could with your liver. How would that sound? Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea and shall not doubt in his liver. Or no, you can see where that's erroneous. So what is he talking about? The spirit of man. You are a spirit being like God. You're in his very likeness. You and Jesus have exactly the same spiritual DNA. Both. That's another teaching, but let's think about this very carefully now. You are a spirit. You have a soul made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. Picture it like this. If I could separate from my body and step out of my body, you would recognize me if you could. You could see my body. Well, Brother Copeland, you think we're going to know one another when we get to heaven? If you know me here, you know me there. If you don't know me here, we got to get acquainted. You're not going to turn into an angel no more than you'd turn into a toad frog, brother, sister. Come on now. No, you're you. Always will be you. But hey, there's a whole lot better looking me and you that's coming down the road. Hallelujah. Because this inner man, once this inner man gets fed on the Word and starts getting strong, praise God, and beginning to be edified, praying in the Spirit and so forth, whoa, and you begin to walk in the Spirit. Now, I wanted to point this out. Here you could see both my spirit and my body. The soul, mind, will, and emotions is inside my spirit, not just part of my body. My brain is part of my body. You want me to? Yeah, okay. You understand, I just work here. listen to this now. You remember the rich man that died and went to hell, and Lazarus went into the bosom of Abraham, the rich man in hell looked up and saw Father Abraham, and Jesus told this story. But listen to what Father Abraham said. Now, the man's brain is in the ground up there. It's decaying away in the ground, topside. His spirit, see, the body's not the he. Amen. Now, he looks up and sees Father Abraham, and Abraham said, "Son, remember." Isn't that good? See, his memory was still intact. His brain wasn't there, but your memory is in your spirit. Your brain is what your spirit uses your spirit and your soul use your brain to contact this natural physical world. Okay. Now, this faith, this kind of faith, the faith of God, is of the heart, not the head. So the heart, the spirit man, amen, that's where faith functions. It's born there, and that's where it comes from. Now, therefore, well, let me go, yeah, thank you, Lord. Let me back up here again. What are we supposed to believe? Well, I believe Jesus is Lord. Yeah, that's wonderful, but that won't work here. Well, you know, I believe he's raised from the dead. I do too. That's what got you and me born again. Glory to God. But that won't work here. Now notice what he said. Whosoever say on this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith or says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. That's where the faith is released, and that's the control factor right there, is believing in your heart. My faith is in my spirit. It's a spiritual force. Believing what the Word of God says, put into my spirit and believe it, and then say it with my mouth, it'll come to pass. Now, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Faith will not work when you have an air or a presence of unforgiveness about you. Unforgiveness is a strong spiritual force, and it creates fear because it activates Satan, who is the spirit of fear. Now then, let's take a look here in the book of Romans, chapter 12. And let's look in the third verse. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you. Who was this? Who was the book of Romans written to? Okay, let's just see. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised before his prophets and holy scriptures. And he says, concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made the seed of David according to the flesh, declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead. Verse 7, to all that be in Rome, all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace unto you. That is, if it is for everybody in Rome, it's for everybody in Fort Worth. It's for everybody wherever you live. Amen. So now notice what he said here. Now he's talking to born again, Holy Ghost baptized, tongue talking, healing, believing Christians in Rome. I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man among you the measure of faith. Because the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica and he said, all men don't have faith. He said, wicked and unreasonable men do not have faith. So you've got unsaved people, and they may be good and wonderful people, not wicked and unreasonable men, but never accepted Jesus as their Savior, never been born again. They don't have the faith of God in them. They have natural human faith. Everybody has natural human faith. You have to have. I mean, you wouldn't know what chair to sit down on. You think that thing will hold me up? Oh, I don't know whether I want to sit down or not. No. You got to come to a point where you believe something. But that's natural human faith. We're talking about the faith of God that changes things, the faith of God that removes mountains, the faith of God that heals the sick, the faith of God. Hey, you understand? I know you do. Now then, this faith, as I said, is of the heart and not the head. It is not a mind force. It is a spirit force. I remember in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul used this phrase, that God make you whole. Your whole spirit, soul, and body. A lot of people, if you were to ask them, what is the difference between the spirit and soul? There was a time I thought they were the same thing. Did you know most people think they're the same? But they're not. Now, also remember what the Word of God said in the book of Hebrews, that the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul and the spirit. Huh? So they can't be the same thing. So let's go back over that again. Your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. It is part of your spirit man. So it's, say it with me, spirit, soul, and body. I am a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a physical body. Say this, this physical body is my earth suit. Now, you know, when astronauts go into space, they have to have a space suit. Why? Because there's no environment out there and you can't live out there. Without this physical body, you can't live in the earth. The moment your physical body dies, listen to me now, the moment your physical body dies, your spirit's going somewhere. It's going up or down, your choice. Did you know God's never sent anybody to hell? He created hell for the devil and his angels. He has never sent anybody to hell. He never, ever made that choice. He gave Jesus. He made a way. The only sin today that'll send you to hell is by not believing that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. That's another teaching. I wish I had time to get off into that, but I don't right now. Maybe later. Now notice he said, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Two things here. One, every child of God, the moment you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we each one of us received the exact same measure of the faith of Jesus, the faith of God. The very same measure. Now, it's up to you and me whether that measure grows or gets weak. It can become strong. Faith, now, is a spiritual force. Always remember that. It's not of the mind. It's not of the body. It is of the spirit dealt unto you at the time you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It doesn't go and come. In other words, it doesn't leave you and have to come back. It doesn't come by praying for it. It's not dealt by prayer. Well, then how'd we get it? Well, just back up two pages here. Romans 10, 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It is the Word of God that dealt that measure to you to begin with. Praise God. Now let's go over here to the book of Ephesians a moment, because I want to touch on this a moment here. In the second chapter of Ephesians, and let's look at verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So there was a new creation happened here. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21. Any man that's in Christ is a new creature. Old things have passed away and all things become new and all things are of God. Now take that then and back right up here in verse 7. that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Amen. This faith is not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. When did He give it to you? When you accepted Jesus. It's all part of the package. That's when you were born again. Amen. That's when that faith came in there, praise God. Isn't this wonderful? So, He has dealt unto every man the measure of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. Now, how does faith grow? Think about that a minute. How does it, what causes faith to grow? Let's turn over to the book of Mark, chapter 4. Now remember, in Mark chapter 4, let's look at Mark chapter 11 again, because we have to keep this, just right up here in front of us. Thank you, Lord. Jesus answering said unto them, have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. Believe what? Believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says.
Do you want to get the most out of this teaching? We have you covered. Download your free copy of the easy-to-use study notes for today's broadcast on kcm.org/notes. Follow along with key teaching points, scriptures, faith-filled prayers, interactive questions, and more. Use them for your personal Bible study or to share with others. Go to kcm.org/notes and download yours now. We're here for you.
How could I ever have God's faith? Why did this not happen? Why did that happen? How do you use faith to move a mountain?
Join Kenneth Copeland as he sets the foundation for what faith is, how to move a mountain. 15 messages available on MP3 disc, DVD, or for download. Get the truth about faith. Learn what it is and what it's not. Nearly 50 years of faith teaching collected in one place, simplified and accessible. Identify your faith, develop it, find out how it works, and put it to work in your life the way God set it up to operate. Whether you feel like you're well-versed in faith and how it works, or you've just been introduced to the concept, this Back to the Basics teaching will refocus your understanding and set you on the right track to moving the mountains in your life.
Request your free copy of Faith Is, How to Move a Mountain, 15 power-packed messages on faith by Kenneth Copeland. Learn the foundational truths about the spirit of faith and how you can develop it to move the mountains in your life. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Get back to the basics of faith and keep your faith strong with Faith Is, How to Move a Mountain. Offer good for 60 days.
Faith Is, How to Move a Mountain. This is an in-depth study on the subject of faith. I mean, look at this, 15 messages on 3 DVDs. Now, the Lord instructed my grandfather, Brother Copeland, to go back and begin again teaching the basics of faith. And it includes how faith works, how faith comes, how faith grows. Now, for many of you watching this, this might be new revelation to you. Now, I know there's others, of course, this will be like a refresher to you, but wherever you are in that, you need to hear it and hear it and hear it, because we live in a time when it's so vitally important to know how to live by faith. Your health depends on it. Your family depends on it. Your nation depends on it. So be sure to get your free DVDs. Go to kcm.org, request them, and we'll send them to you. Now, next week starts the Branson Victory Campaign. And my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria, are inviting you to come be a part of this meeting. The dates are April 6th through the 8th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. My wife and I do not miss this meeting. I encourage you to get in there and come expecting. Come expecting God's power and the glory of God to actually show up in the meeting and in your life. Now, if you can't be in the meeting, we understand. Just join us live, kcm.org, or you can stream it at bvovn.com. But whatever you do, be a part of this meeting. Be there in person. Be there online. Get in this environment of faith with us and put your faith on the line. Believe God big, bigger than you ever have before, and allow the word that's preached in this place to stir you up, to believe God like you never have before. Thank you so much for watching the broadcast today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to equip, encourage, and empower you with God's Word. Continue to grow in the Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory and transform lives around you. To order your copy, call toll-free 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org/TV special or write us today. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
You have the capacity to hear and receive and understand anything God can say. You're born of Him. You're one spirit with Him. You're bone of His bone and you're flesh of His flesh. Glory to God.
April 22nd through 23rd, get connected with Kenneth Copeland at the 2016 Living Victory Chicago at the Sheraton Hotel and Towers in Chicago, Illinois, USA. May 12th through the 14th, the Copelands invite you to the 2016 Canada Victory Campaign at TELUS Convention Center in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. May 27th through 28th, Kenneth Copeland invites you to the 2016 Peru Victory Campaign at Eduardo Divos Coliseum in Lima, Peru. July 4th through 9th, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests for the 2016 Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believers Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.